This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reaffirmed Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government's zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism. Replying to a discussion on the working of the Ministry of Home Affairs in the Rajya Sabha yesterday, Mr. Shah said in the past 10 years, the government has strengthened the security of the nation through political will and use of technology. He pointed out that the country was facing three major challenges in the past which hindered the country's progress and development, namely terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir, left-wing extremism and insurgency in Northeast. Mr. Shah stated that the government has dealt with all these challenges with a firm hand.
आतंकवाद के खिलाफ जीरो टॉलरेंस की नीति प्रधानमंत्री की है। मोदी जी के आने के बाद उरी और पुलवामा में हमला हुआ। 10 ही दिन में पाकिस्तान के घर में घुसकर सर्जिकल स्ट्राइक और एयर स्ट्राइक करके जवाब।
The minister said terrorism, nationalism and extremism are on the verge of ending under the Narendra Modi government. He pointed out that there has been a 70% reduction in deaths due to terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir during the NDA government, and terror incidents have also fallen sharply. Mr. Shah noted that by abrogating Article 370, the Narendra Modi government fulfilled the dreams of the framers of the constitution of one constitution, one flag. He emphasized that the country can have only one prime minister, one constitution and one flag. The Home Minister emphasized that nationalism in India will be eliminated by March next year. He stated that road connectivity and internet reach have been improved in Naxal-affected areas and new banks and ATMs have been opened. President Draupadi Murmu has said that sensitivity towards the deprived class determines the reputation of a country or society. Addressing the Purple Fest event at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening, the President said, compassion, inclusiveness and harmony have been the values of Indian culture and civilization. The Purple Fest aims to raise awareness about different disabilities and their impact on people's lives and to promote understanding, acceptance and inclusion of persons with disabilities within the society. Speaking at the event, she said the preamble of the Constitution speaks about social justice, equality of status and dignity of the individual. The President expressed happiness that the government is striving to empower and ensure equal participation of Divyangjan through the Sugamya Bharat Abhiyan. The fourth India-EU Maritime Security Dialogue was held in New Delhi yesterday. The Indian delegation was led by Joint Secretary, Disarmament and International Security Affairs, and Ministry of External Affairs, Muan Pui Saiwai, and the EU delegation by Director for Security and Defence Policy, European External Action Service, Maciej Stadiček. The two sides conferred on ways to sustain a secure maritime environment conducive for inclusive growth and global well-being. They agreed to strengthen their shared efforts in areas such as countering illicit maritime activities, protection of critical maritime infrastructure, regional capability development and capacity building activities. India and Mongolia have reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening their strategic partnership. Senior officials from both the nations yesterday conducted a comprehensive review of bilateral ties, discussing cooperation in key sectors and planning high-level engagements to mark the 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations. A consultative meeting was held between Secretary East and External Affairs Ministry Jaideep Mozumdar and State Secretary in Mongolia's Foreign Affairs Ministry Muktushig Larkhamajav in New Delhi to review the bilateral relationship between the two countries. The two sides held discussions on further strengthening bilateral strategic partnership and maintaining high-level engagements. The 18th edition of the Indian Premier League IPL 2025 is set to kick off today, marking the start of another season of high-octane T20 cricket. In the inaugural match, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the iconic Eden Garden Stadium in Kolkata this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. and ahead of the highly anticipated clash, a glittering opening ceremony will take place. And that is the end of this news bulletin.